Pauline Hanson has made her first ever speech at the National Press Club in Canberra. The One Nation leader took aim at the government's immigration policies, which she claims has put the nation in a state of crisis, adding that Australia can be a multiracial society but not a multicultural one. She was also highly critical of both major parties as well as the media, and shared her views on everything from cost of living to energy policy, housing, government spending and transgender rights. Senator Hanson spruiked support from Australians who she says have found the courage to support the party after feeling demonised for their views or being labelled as divisive.
Many people feel that they can't indulge that essential Australian characteristic of speaking out and speaking up because the risk of speaking out is simply too great.
Earlier in the address, however, a protest banner unfurled behind her featuring an image of the One Nation leader and text accusing her of opposing pay rises for workers while taking one herself. The banner, which progressive lobby group Get Up has claimed credit for, was quickly removed, and the press club says it will investigate how the stunt happened. Senator Hanson, however, who claims her party has been scrutinised more than any other, continued on.
It is clear what we stand for. One nation, under one flag, and proudly Australian.
On immigration, she accused the government of overseeing an immigration catastrophe, which she claimed is partly behind unsustainable demand for properties, describing multiculturalism as a failed policy.
It's time we woke up. Western civilization and its values are under siege.
The One Nation leader also described net zero as nonsense and pledged to prioritise nuclear energy instead of renewables.
Community batteries, solar banks, regional renewable projects. It's impossible to keep track of all these taxpayer subsidies.
The senator then tackled several gender fronts, comparing transgender ideology to militant Islam and also questioning the gender pay gap between men and women. She also described the childcare system as out of control, but wouldn't commit to any potential policy from her party. Senator Hanson also made many broadsides at the media, saying she would shut down SBS and turn the ABC into a subscription service, except for in regional areas. But her biggest attack was against a Guardian journalist, who's written several stories about Pauline Hanson and her relationship with mining billionaire Gina Rinehart.
I've never seen a person that's such a trashy journalist, you know, and what you put out all the time, you've got this obsession with constantly trying to pull down myself, my party, or Mrs. Rinehart. Whatever you do, you will be banned from my answering. I'll answer you this question today, but I'm telling you now, don't come near me.
Despite this exchange, Pauline Hanson claims she's put herself up for scrutiny from the media as her party looks ahead to the next federal election in 2 years. Recent polls have shown her party surging in popularity and potentially becoming the country's main opposition party as support for the coalition crumbles.